This video is dedicated by the Huberfeld family in memory of Pinchas ben Moshe Aaron Huberfeld, Alav HaShalom.
Hello and welcome to Jewish History in Daf Yomi. Today's Daf has a reference to Rabbi Shmuel Bach Nachmani, who was an Amora who lived in Israel in the late 3rd, early 4th centuries of the Common Era. His father, of course, was Nachman, hence the name Nachmani, but he's also referred to as Bar Nachman, or Ben Nachman as well. He was born in Lod, and he visited Babylon when he was a young person, but he returned to study in Israel, primarily under Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and under Rabbi Yonatan ben Elazar. He was very close with Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, that is, someone who is called historically often as the patriarch Judah II, as opposed to Yehuda HaNasi, who was his grandfather. So they use the term Yehuda Nesiya in the Aramaic to distinguish him from Yehuda HaNasi, his grandfather. So he was very close with him. He was sent actually back to Babylonia to represent the Jewish people of Israel as an official emissary twice. First, in a discussion on calculating the calendar, a very important thing. And second, he was sent actually in a mission of mercy to speak to the Empress Zenobia of Palmyra, which was a fiefdom that was in Syria, specifically to beg for forgiveness from someone who had committed a political crime. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani was known especially as a master of Agadata, although his halakhic authority was also quite formidable. At one point in Moed Katan Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, we'll see, he actually blocks the removal of a ban on another person, and his halakhic standing is respected in that regard. He also has a fascinating discussion of, when you are confronted with both a plague and an economic crisis, as these things often go together, what should you pray for first, presuming that you could not pray for two things at once? And he argued that we should pray for the economy before the plague. It's a fascinating discussion, especially in our times of living through this great pandemic. But for the time being, I'm going to sign off by hoping this illuminated your daf, and I wish you hatzlacha in your learning.